I certainly appreciate the preaching this morning, and I like the atmosphere. I've sat in a lot of places where the atmosphere's been rough and rigid and edgy, judgmental. I'm gonna tell you, there ain't none of us got a leg to stand on in anything. And had it not been for His mercy and grace, we'd all be in a mess. And I'm thankful that in the end, John Mark got restored and God used him. And if God chose to use him, who am I to say anything about it? I ain't got nothing to say about it. I'm glad when we fall, He's there to pick us up. I've never forgotten that morning, Brother David Epps' son, Justin, at the motel. Went outside and there's an older lady. She just fell right there in front of him. And he didn't stand there and say, "Why did you fall?" He didn't say, "You shouldn't have fallen." I think it's terrible that as strong as you are, you should never do that. He didn't say that. You know what he done? Spontaneously, he reaches down to help pick her up. And I'm glad we have a Heavenly Father that when we fall, He doesn't stand over us and say, "Why'd you do that? You shouldn't have done that, and we shouldn't have." But I'm glad He comes to us, and immediately He helps us along the way. Praise His name. It's been a good day. Good morning. We need this kind of atmosphere in our churches to love each other. We need one another. This stuff that isolates you and puts you out there where nobody is accessible and you're not accessible to anybody, that's a bunch of junk. We need one another. I need you. You need me. And I appreciate the challenge of God's man. Gonna dismiss. Thank God for the meal. Father, thank you for your goodness this day. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your work that you're doing among your people. Oh God, help us to realize that you have forgiven us. And Lord, that you restore us. We bless your name. Bless the meal, the fellowship together. Bring us back tonight to hear God's men preach and the saints sing. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You're